So, in this third installment of the series of Medicine and Shabbos, Chol and Shabbos, we're getting to Chol Hashem Bosakana. Chol Hashem Bosakana means the translation means a sick person who there's no immediate danger for his life. Although there may be immediate danger to some parts of his body, as we'll see in a second. But this includes what's called in Chazal, what's called in more in Halacha, Chol Hashem B'Sakana and Sakonas Eiver, meaning there's no danger at all, or there's a danger to one of his limbs, a danger which did not affect the life. It's not a life-endangering situation, but it's still a Chol. Now, we'll start with the Gemaras and the Rishonim. I want to just get into the Shittas over here. There's one thing to remember, that a Chol Hashem B'Sakana, we'll get to in a second, we'll see that all inside, is somebody who is very ill. He's not feeling well. He needs to lay down in bed because he's sick. A person who just has what's called a michush be'almo, he has some pain in a part of his body, that doesn't make him Chol Hashem B'Sakana. So anything that we can learn right now, we'll see that. We'll get to that. We'll see that all that mefarish. But the Chol Hashem B'Sakana means he's not... There's no danger to his life, but he is sick in a way that he really needs help. Or Sakana Saver, or there's a danger to one of his limbs. Let's start with the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chavtes, Amud Aleph, and Hatap. The Gemara says, the first thing is, the rule that we know for these things, for all these Cholim. The Gemara says, Kedav Ulu Ba'ei Daviloi, the Omar called Tzoche Chole Nasim Al Yedei Aramoi B'Shabbos. Anything a sick person needs can be done for him on Shabbos by a goy. A goy could do for a choyle, shein b'sakana, amalocha. Anything which is not a danger, there's no life-threatening issue over here. Oymer lenochri v'oisei tells a goy, and the goy could do it. So that's rule number one. A choyle shein b'sakana could be, one could tell a goy to do for him amalocha. Now the Gemara of the Zohar that Kochez on base brings a case. We're not going to go through the entire Gemara, but the Gemara speaks about when there's some sickness or some infection in the eye, can you heal the eye on Shabbos? And the Gemara brings, the Gemara says, Omar Zutro Batur, we'll start that of the Zohar Kochez right there, the first line. Omar Vayin Ein Shemordo, the eye was moired, it seems like it's infectious, the Gemara brings it afterwards a list of different sicknesses that relate to the eye. Mutar lekoich l'bishabes, you can put koil. Koil is a type of blue cream that they used to put these days to heal the eye. So the Gemara goes on, the Gemara says, Sofim minyani mili with the shach kesewan and mitmol, it's only if it was prepared from yesterday. Amil shik b'shad, asur dechus rabin lo, you can't do malocha d'oraisa, do it. So the Gemara goes on and says that you could do it. And the Gemara continues and learns different things. The Gemara brings a story that Rav Yehuda was machmir not to do it. And then one day he needed himself, and the rabbi told him, you think you can't do, you were machmir all the years, you have to machmir to yourself. And the Gemara concludes, if you get to the end of the Gemara says, I am to, four lines to the bottom, there was this woman, this maid, to have a baby, Marshmul, she was working in the house of Marshmul. Her eye was hurting on Shabbos, was damaged on Shabbos. Tzavcha, she was screaming, but nobody wanted to take care of it because of Shabbos. Paka Eino, her eye, she lost her eye. The next day, Marshmul got up and said, you're allowed to heal eye on Shabbos. My time, and here's the line, the shur Eino, the Eino, the uvno, the libo, tolo. The eye, the if you look at Losha Rashi, Rashi right below Zmor, look at this, at the beginning of the second line, Rashi. Me'or ha'ayin, the eyesat, me'urim ve'achuzim betafsherei ha'lev. It's somehow connected to the heart. There's a direct correlation between the eye and the heart. And when the eye gets damaged, it affects the heart. And yimele, what is it? It's sakaras nefashos. It can affect someone's life. And therefore, you can heal eye and Shabbos. That's what the Gemara tells us.
And the liver, too. It's also an Indian with the eye.
Yeah, that connects to other things. Right. But what do you see over here? The Gemara is telling us that I would think, in the beginning, the Gemara wanted to tell me, Can you go and do Chol B'Shabbos to put that blue thing on Shabbos? What would be the issue to do that? Then the Gemara says to bring it to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. But the issue would be because of Easter to do one thing as a Shabbos. The Gemara tells us the only way you could do it is only because the eye is connected to the heart. And it's the Sekaras Nefashos. But if not, that would be connected to the heart, and it wouldn't be Sekaras Nefashos, you'd have the issue to do it. And that's what the Rosh, look at the Rosh on the top left side of the page. That's
even
what the Rosh looks.
Even the danger to lose the eye.
Oh, even danger to lose the eye. Look at the Rosh, top left side of the page. Rosh brings, we're going to start towards the end of the first line. Shamin and Me'ocha, we learn from here, Demashu Sakonas Aver, anything which is a danger to a limb, to a, you can lose the eye. Ein Michalim Alav Is HaShabbos, Be'isu D'Oraisa. Anything which is a D'Oraisa, you can't do. You could do Yisud Rabbanan. And he explains how you see it from here. And he brings also, I'll skip now two lines. You could do a Chol B'Shabbos. You could do a Chol B'Shabbos. And then he goes to say, so he says over here, the Gemara here thought, how did the Gemara start? The Gemara said, the Gemara did not know in the beginning that the eye is connected to the heart. So the Gemara said, maybe you could put the coil, this eye cream on the eye. The Gemara said, what about Yisud HaRaisa? No, that you can't do. So the Gemara, even Yisud HaRaisa you could do. Why? Because the eye is not only an eye. The eye really connects to the heart and it may affect the heart. Okay. So now that we know that the eye is connected to the heart, now, mashal from there, if the eye wouldn't be connected to the heart, you would not be able to do Yisud HaRaisa, but you could do Yisud HaRabanan of Koil. Because putting the cream on the eye is still refuah in Shabbos. I will get to the between refuah and Shabbos you can't do. You see the ear, you could do it. So says the Rosh, you see from here, that Yisud HaRaisa, which is for a Koil Shein Bosakana, it's something which is not danger, it wouldn't endanger the heart, that you could do on Shabbos. What about if it's not a sakana saver? You're not going to lose a limb or an eye. Can you still do Yisud HaRabanan? So the Rosh has a suffix. That's the last line that we learned in the Rosh. The Rosh says, Oishema ikil eflugi ben chisoran eiver l'choy l'shem v'sakana. It's two things. One is maybe you're going to lose a person, a choyle. It may lose a limb, maybe lose a part of his body. That Rosh says, for sure you could do Yisud HaRabanan. You cannot do Yisud HaRaisa, you could do Yisud HaRabanan. What about a choyle l'shem v'sakana? He's just not feeling well. He has, he has a migraine. He has a headache. He sleeps. He has fever. He's in bed. No danger. No immediate danger. He's gonna be okay. He just to rest a few days. But right now, he wants to. You know, can you bring him a doctor? Can you do any Yisud HaRabanan for a Chol Shabbos Sakana? Says the Rosh, I'm not sure. Aver, I know you could. But Chol Shabbos Sakana, which means a sick person, which is not gonna lose, it doesn't have any immediate danger of losing any limb or any part of his body. That I'm not sure. That's the Rosh. The Ran and the Rajbo, they take two extremes. How to answer this question of the Rosh? The Rajbo holds that you could do any Yisur Darabon you could do for Chol Shem Masakonim. Look at the Rajbo on the side, on the left side. The Rajbo over here brings here a summary of the dinim of halachas of a sick person at Shabbos. And it tells like the tshuva, shloisho chilke chaloyim yesh, there's three types of sicknesses. Ha'echot sakonas nevesh mamis. One is when you have a real danger for a life-endangering sickness. Hasheni sakonas aver vechoy lishen b'sakonas shaver mishkav. He put equates together. If one may lose an aver or a choy lishen b'sakon. Vashlishi, the third one is chshash choy li shekoyev el she'einor nifal mishkav. He is, yeah, something. He's not feeling well. Something's disturbing him, but he's not in bed. That's the three. And then he said like this, Sakonas Nefesh, when you have a Sakonas Nefesh, is that we learned last week, you do any Yisud HaRaisa to get him out of it. Sakonas Oivir, Vechein Choy L'Shem B'Sakona, both of them, Ava B'Yish Shoyich B'Amid U'Dochoyo, Oysi Melocha, Al-Dei Akum, you can do it by a Goy. One thing. So he says, why? Because it's a Shavuz, you can do it. And then he goes, now skip to three, four lines at the bottom. Aval dvarim she'ein b'em ela isur derabanan, oisim al yadeim va'afilu al yadei Yisrael. That he says, if it's a chodesh b'sakon, you can do Yisrael d'rabbanan by Yisrael. The Rashi continues, the chashash choyli be'alma, if it's just a regular sickness, not a choyli yishash b'sakon, sheif v'mishkov, also al melach v'l'di'akum, and you can't even do Yisrael d'rabbanan. All these yadeim are only for a choyli yishash b'sakon who's in bed, or someone who can lose an aver. That's what the Rashi learns. So the Rashi tells us the Chilush of a Sakona is exactly like a Sakona Savior, and a Yid could do an Isur Derabanon for a Chilush of a Sakona. The Ran tells us over here, he also goes to summarize the Dine Chile, and he says, Venin Salmei the Chilush of a Sakona called Tzorch of Nasim and the Gerish Souls. Yesh B'Sakona, the Gedoyle Yisrael will save him. Ain't B'Sakona's Nefesh, Ela Sakona's Aver, if he's going to lose a limb, then you do it with a goy. Shall divrei mafil de Yisrael. But if it's the rabbanon, you can do all de Yisrael. Ain ba afil a sakana sefer. There's no danger to a limb. Ela choyli be'alma. He's sick. That's called choyli shem a sakana of the Rashba. Tzorach nesil de nochi. Afil melachos shatoyim. Then a goy could do it for him. Aval lo de Yisrael afil shel divrei. Yisrael cannot do even the rabbanon. And then he goes. If it's michush be'alma, he's not really sick. It's just something's pain. He can't do anything. So the Ran argues with the Rashba. And the Ran holds that Yisro Derabbanon of Shabbos, you cannot do, a Jew cannot do Yisro Derabbanon of Shabbos for Chayla She'en Bersakana. Can't do it. Machlik is the Rashba and the Ran. Rashba holds you could do any Yisro Derabbanon for Chayla She'en Bersakana. And the Ran holds that you can't do it for Chayla She'en Bersakana. You can't do Yisro Derabbanon. They both agree you could do it for Sakana's Aver. If one may lose a limb or a part of his body. But for a chilul shabbos akonah, just a regular sick person, he has fever, he's in bed. Machlokes the Rashba and the Ran, can you do a yisro derabanan or not? Just we'll mention it because we'll see it soon in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam is not so clear what he says, because if you look at the Rambam below the Gemara on the right side says chilul shem b'sakonah is not in danger. Oyisim lekol tzorcha al day nochi, so a goy could do it. So that everybody agrees. There's no machlokes a goy could do melacha for chilul shem b'sakonah. Ketzad. How is it?
You
can
tell, you
can
ask him directly.
You can say, no problem. You can tell him, you can ask him, you can do the whole thing. So, Oyim Lanochi Lasas, that's what the Rambam says. You tell him, Lanochi, do it. Who is it? You reform, you shoot, you shoot. The guy says, he tells him, the guy can do everything. Can do everything. Even though there's no danger, you can do it from Achayel. Now he ends the following. May you trick him, Ledvarim She'en Be Melacha, Oisim Oisim Ophila Yisrael. If there's no melacha, Yisrael can do it. What does he mean when he says, "Vorin she'ein be melacha siwas al Yisrael"? And that's really machlekes the Magid Mishnah and the Bishesef. How to learn it? The Torah and the Bishesef. So the Magid Mishnah learns like you're saying. He's saying like the Rashba. Melacha means melacha d'oraisa. Anything that's not melacha d'oraisa, you should do it. The problem with that is because the Rambam's previous example is koichel. Koichel is to put cream on the eye. That's not Yisrael d'oraisa. So he should have maybe been more clear about it. So the Bishesef learns different than the Rambam. He learns the Rambam is machmir. The Rambam says that even Yisro Derabanan you can't really do, unless it's not melacha at all. It's not really a melacha, even Derabanan. It's like something which is only a chshash, atu, but not something which is directly Derabanan. Really Yisro Derabanan you can do. So really machlik is in the Rambam how to learn. We'll see in a second. We'll get back to that in a second.
Example of that, not really
so, try to think now, we'll see in the Rashba if it's meaning what he says like this, the melacha de rabbanon, which is also be any melacha de rabbanon where goes there because of the raisa, meaning the rabbanon went and said you're not allowed to you're not allowed to put menace on Shabbos because you may go and prepare in Shabbos and say now you can't do in Shabbos. But any de rabbanon, for example, mukte, that's what one of the examples, which has nothing to do with the raisa, just rabbanon where goes on mukte that you could do. So it's like a more kaldik Yisro Derabanan. The Ramban has like a little bit of middle shita. If you look at the Ramban is in Sefer Torah Sodom. It's a Sefer that the Ramban wrote, which is printed in today on Ramban Shas. There he goes on to speak about different things, which is Torah Sodom, everything a person needs to know. And he goes through all the hechos of Refuah in Shabbos, Refuah Shein Sakana, Refuah by a Goy, and all these different things. And he says the following. Because he has a problem, there's a lot of gemaras. So he starts. I have your two parts. They're not one big line, not one big paragraph. But he starts with Michal Shodim Chodim and Avinoyfel and Mishka. Ve'ein b'sakana. Prison is sick. He's not sakana. But he falls in bed. He tiru b'shus sheimu ma'ase dainu amir legoy. So they allowed you to speak to a goy. Ve'cheni tiru b'shus the malacha anases b'shinu. That's what the Ramban says. You could do a malacha by shinui. If you change. And he says, Shavus the melacha on a sabishin. What's Shavus the melacha? So here, we'll see in a second. The parashas, it means you could do a melacha the rabban on bishinui. He also brings an example to that. As Rabban continues, Rabban brings, he brings the Gemara in Bab Mem Adlikim. We'll skip a few lines down. It says that if you have a candle lighting, the Gemara speaks about, can you extinguish the candle for a chayle? You want to take out the candle. And the reason why would not be Issa D'Oraisa over here, because it's called Melacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufo. Meaning you're not enjoying the actual, you're not enjoying anything directly by taking out the flame. You, after taking out the flame, it becomes dark. That's called Melacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufo. You're not enjoying directly the Melacha, you're doing it indirectly. You're extinguishing the candle. Melacha She'ein L'Gufo in that case, the Gemara brings over there, is you extinguish the candle and then you can enjoy the coal. Or the ashes that remain from the candle. So you're enjoying it, you're taking it off, so that's what it's creating. But when with creating the dark, you're not creating dark by extinguishing the candle. You're creating the candle, the meal becomes dark. That's called melacha she'ein tzricha l'guf. You don't need for the actual thing. So that's a melacha derabanan. And the Ramban brings a raya from there that if you do it bishinu, it's okay. And he says, let's go to the last few lines. I don't want to read the whole thing in size. He says, "Pain barely social livram only a issue. There are abundant four lines on the bottom. Issue lechatchil loytir boy shmos kedarkoi. Can't do kedark. Have to be shinu. Shuchel shem b'sakono. Ava choyel shem b'sakana sever echad. But if you have a danger of losing a limb, I'll be shenu shemotlu boy. Even though it's not sakonas nefashes, yitir boy kol shusir boylam. Then they allow you to do any derabon. So Ramban says, if a person will lose a limb, then you can do a derabon." But if it's like everybody else says, like the Rashi says, like the Rosh says, like the Rambam says, like everybody says. But what happens, Chol Shem Musakana, says the Ramban, you could do Yisro D'Rabbanan, Bishinui.
What would be an example of Bishinui? In like a practical example of how that would look like?
Picking up Muksa Bishinui? Okay. Picking it up?
So the same
right?
Way you would, you would Shinui in any way. Use your elbow,
use your elbow doing Shinui. Any type of Shinui, I think you're doing different.
I just think about medicine. Like, what are you going to do?
Right.
Gonna,
so, okay.
How's that going to work?
So, how does exactly right? So,
you can't deliver too much.
You have to right. So, everyone has to do it according to him. What does it mean, machinery? You pick it up with a finger. Yeah, you do. You have to do something. So, but that's the Ramban. So, Ramban says machinery. Now, I'm emphasizing this to Ramban because this Ramban is what we're going to see in a second. Because la halacha. So, before that, a question to look at Magid Mishnah inside. Magid Mishnah also brings the Ramban. If you just see a few lines over here in the Magid Mishnah below in the Ramban, cholik b'dinah rishon v'oymish loytiru kol shvus b'choy yishem sakana el dav kashvus sheyesh boi shinui v'nasa kelach hayad. It has to be b'shinui achayad. Aval nasa de yisrov v'nasa kedarko loytiru. If it's done kedarko, you can't do it. That's the Magid Mishnah on the Ramban. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings, interesting enough, many of the sheetahs la'alocha. It basically brings four sheetahs la'alocha. Let's see it inside. What do you have to do? And then we'll see how these positive paskins. The Shulchan Aruch says, this is in Simen Shin Chof Ches. We'll start with Seif Aleph first, because this is really summarized with all the Rishonim that we mentioned. The first one is, Mishiyeshto Michush Be'almo V'mitchazek V'el Kabor. He has a pain. And he's healthy. He's able to function. Asur Lasez L'shum Refuah. You're not allowed to make for him medicine. Fa'afilu Al Yidei Goy Mishugzer Shchika Samanim. Because maybe he's going to prepare the medicine himself. And Be'ez Hashem will get to this, and I hope it will be the next year on this sugya, we'll get to the whole idea of medicine. When medicine is mutter, when is medicine usur, what are vitamins, and all the things that do with medicine. But a person who's not sick is not in bed. The halacha pshuta is you can't take medicine. That's Seif Aleph. Seif Yud Zayin, now we get to Chol Shem Muzakana, meaning you're already sick and going to bed. So, he falls to bed. There's no danger. Right? Or the Ramah says, he has some pain, but his whole body is affected. He can't really move. He's able to walk, but he's really not functioning well. So a goy could do for him medicine. Even if he may lose a limb. What about Chilul Shabbos beisu derabbanon b'shinui? So now he goes on the Shulchan Aruch that says different shittas. A, yesh batim afilu ein baruch sakana sefer. Some say it's mutter. Who's that? Who's the one who says that he could do chol shem sakana? No problem. That's the Rashba. The Rashba is the one who says no problem. V'yesh oimim sheim yesh sakana sefer oisim. For a loss of a limb, you could do. V'yemein baruch sakana sefer ein oisim. Who's that? That's the Rana. And maybe the Rama. That's the Ramban. If it's a, you may lose a limb, you don't do b'shinui. But if it's not a sakana sefer, just chol shem b'sakana, you do it b'shinui. Shita number four. Shafilu yesh b'sakana sefer, even if he has a sakana sefer, ain't a single dover shu nismach l'malach d'oraisa. That's the Rambam, the way the Beis Yosef learns him. Right, so he says depends if how which type of the rabbanon it is. That's what really Raman says. So the Shulchan Aruch ends v'divrei asvara hashlishis nirim. The third sheet is the right one. Who's the third sheet? So bepashtis, you have four sheets over here, right? The first one is the Rashba, the second one is the Ran, the third one is the Ramban, the fourth one is the Rambam. He passes like a Ramban. That's the third one. Interesting enough, the Bach doesn't agree with that. We'll see that everybody argues. Look at the Bach, right near the Shulchan Aruch in the bottom of the page. The Bach says, "Ubeshulchan Aruch hivikol ades apoyskim as for also zoi shapir bi Rambam kosov shehi niris." He passes like the fourth shita. So look at the Taz right next to the Taz. He's the son-in-law of the Bach. And the Taz doesn't like his father-in-law's psak. He says the following: "Divrei so ashur nirim." Says the Taz mashma the skim the das Ramban. He agrees to the Ramban. Shehi der shlishis. My father-in-law said, "Pirsh dal da Rambam kai." You going to the Rambam? She is far as Yishum Eshlishi. V'lo yichoshiv de Arishayim that he ignores the first one. Like why he really was the cause of the third one, even though it's the fourth, because the first one he ignores. Elal gimu Yishayim kai. He speaks with the Yishayim. V'chenu amash v'levush. V'lo yadano lama pirsh kach. I don't know why he said that. Said the Taz. V'lo nifarishiv de kamaisa. Why don't you count four with four from the first one? She just said this last one. I agree with the last one. Says the Taz, Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Ramban. That you can do it b'shinui. Any malach d'rabban, you can do b'shinui. Anyone, not like the Ramban. The Mugen Avraham also says the same thing to the left side of the Taz. He says, I don't understand what the Bach says. So the Taz and the Mugen Avraham give a hard time to the Bach, and they say that the halach is like the Ramban. The Yisud Rabbanon B'Shinui could be done. Could be the Yisud Rabbanon B'Shinui. Now, so we pass the Rabban, you have to do Yisud Rabbanon B'Shinui. Now, let's see two things before we get to some practical things. Two things over here that they learn, that the Achrayim learn based on this Allah. So we learn the Rabban. Ramban tells us that Bishini can do and not Bishini can do. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav says the following. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's in the middle of the page towards the left. He's not going to lose a limb, but he's in bed. He's his whole body is achy. You can't do a derabbanon al day Yisrael. Look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Mutar la'asos afilu melacha gemura. Even a melacha gemura. What's melacha gemura? Even a melacha deraisa. Kegoyna grineyach. What's a grineyach? It says the gemura brings the case that a person was aching very much. Mutar linok befiv. It says you can milk a cow by sucking directly from the cow. That's what it says. Now, this is a shinui, but it's a malacha d'oraisa because most Rishonim hold the chaliva, meaning milking a cow, is the d'oraisa of mefarik. So he's doing his d'oraisa, he's doing mishinui. Shekeven shebishanes yehoso in asurim di besoifim. Because he's doing it mishinui, shinui makes it soifim. So that's what he says. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says. Shulchan Aruch Rav says a big chiddush. We learned till now that isur derabanan you could do bishinui. Isur derabanan you could do bishinui. But what happens if what about isur deraisa bishinui? Mashmos you can't. That's the mashmos that you can't do it. The Ramban just said isur derabanan. That's a mashmos for the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Rav says no. Anytime you do isur deraisa and you do bishinui. Mimela becomes Isur Derabanan. Midoraisa, now I'll do Malacha the way you do it. But if you do it Bishinui, you do it in a different way, it's not Deraisa anymore. So if you could do Derabanan Bishinui, Deraisa should also Derabanan. So one could say, yeah, maybe you have to have double. It has to be Derabanan, and then afterwards to change of Derabanan Bishinui. But to do Deraisa and Shinui, maybe not. That's where you could argue Shulchan Aruch Rav. But that's what Shulchan Aruch Rav learns, and that's what the Igleta learns, and there's many places that hold that way. Therefore, Halacha L'maaseh says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, the name of Shlomo Zalman, that we could be soimich on that. Look at the Shmir Shabbos. The Shmir says, "Kol shebaru shaloti patach mimeno asakon acholagov." Right below the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you know he's not going to be, it's not danger to the body. For also the melacha deraisa afilu b'shinui shaloi kadeches yosef bechol. He now does the deraisa even b'shinui. Parentheses. There's many places in the world that he could do it. As long as he does it, Bishinui. Brings the footnote right below. The Shlomo Zalman Erbach. Quote Shlomo Zalman. He brings the list of the Paiskin that agree with Shulchan Aruch Rav. And if you look at the end of the first line, he says, Shamati Magorim Shlomo Zalman Erbach Zatzal, Te Mekivan De Kol Eila Gdoi Lematir, because all these Doyim Matir, Mistaber De Choylim Radai Leakel Iev Shaldei Nochri. Right? And then he brings also Malach Hashem Tzuchel Gufo. If you can't, you could do it Bishinui. Isur Deraisa, you could do Bishinui. And he says, you could do it, and he goes to Malach Hashem Tzuchel Gufo, the same thing, that you could do the Malach Bishinui. You could go ahead and do it Bishinui. So now comes this a step ahead on the Ramban. Not only you could do Isur Derabanan Bishinui, but you also could do an Isur Deraisa Bishinui. Can do that as well. So that's one called one kulo in the based on the Ramban. I'm assuming get to examples. One other thing is the Chayodom over here. The Chayodom, if you look at the Chayodom, who is before we get to the Chayodom, before the second kulo, I want to just show you one more thing regarding this. The Shayatziun learns, if you look at Shayatziun Mishtabur in a different simon. Shayatziun brings, he says, Atamatzinu Shitiu Chachomim. Even though that we do fine to do, he brings the question of Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav brings an example. You see the person can milk a cow, Pishini. So you see, he can do his deraiso. So he says, Yesh lo ima osom dein darko shu mefarik bekach lo yichashim akal klal vegordo mistam shir be'alma. So the Mishnah Berurah says there's different types of shinui. This goes really to the question one of you that you asked. What it means to be shinui? It says when a person sucks from the behemoth directly, that's like really weird. Then you could do Malach HaDoraisa. But just doing something, instead of doing directly with the hand, you do with the elbow, not. That's what the Mishnah, the Shah Tzion says. It's very hard to define what is exactly, what does he mean. But you see that he limits that. The Chayodim says over here, look below the Shah Tzion, to do the Rabbanon, Yesh Matir. Some say you could. Who's that? That's the Rashba. Most of the place came all that's also. Can do it. Now, as the Chayodom, now another addition to this whole thing. Impossible. The only way to do it, like you said, you have medicine. The only way to do it. There's no goy. Mutar lasos kedarkoi. You can do it. No problem. Directly. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this Chayodom, and at different places, in the middle, he says over there. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Panchal adi yisrael mutadag leishinu, Chayodom masik diim yifshav b'shinu mutashlo b'shinu." Mishnah Berurah brings it. So we have this. So we're on the Ramban that says, that you can do Yisrael b'shinu, You have two different kulas. One is that you could do a Yisur Derabanan. Now Yisur Derabanan Bishinu, you could do Yisur Deraisa Bishinu. That's the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Come to Shara Tzion says, depends which Shinu you're talking about. And then you add Chayadam, that if you're in a case where you cannot do the Yisur Derabanan Bishinu, just do Yisur Derabanan directly. So here, the place could be, for example, can you go and you're in a situation, there's a chayla, there's someone who's sick, he's ill, he's in bed, he's not chayla shu sakana, he's not feeling well, he's a sick person. You want to go and shut the light for him. Can you do that or not? That's a bishinui. The shinui, this will be a malacha d'oraisa. The pashas, we hold, the way the most of Peskim hold is, electricity is d'oraisa. So closing a light is d'oraisa. But you want to do it bishinui. And you want to do here, or you could say, no, it's not malacha d'oraisa. Why? Because it's malacha she'etzich l'gufa. I don't need the shutting of the light, I need the darkness. Which is exactly the example that Ramban brought. So Rav Reuben brings Aruch Shabbos, that comes out that for sure you can do. Because they said they're abundant. That's the case the Ramban brings. That we pass like the Ramban. And you want to do Melach Hashem Tzuch Legufo. Bishinui. Fachel Hashem B'sakon will be Mutter. That will be the big Chiddush over here. So he says, Melach Hashem Tzuch Legufo, you can do. Or any other Yisur D'Rabbanan, which is done, me, which is Yisur D'Rabbanan Shabbos, a person could do, if you have here a chayla, for example, we hold in most places to go out. Let's say you have a place that has no eruv. In most places in the world, not Manhattan is enough for the discussion, but let's say in smaller towns, it's a bepash is Yisur D'Rabbanan to go out from Rishus HaYechidah to Rabbim. Because it's not Rishus HaRabbim. Rishus HaRabbim, in order to be Rishus HaRabbim, you have to have 600,000 people, and you have to have 60 Nama, you have to have some conditions to be a Rishus HaRabbim. So to go from Rishus HaYechidah to Rabbim for a Chayil Hashem B'Sakana, that would be Yisur D'Rabbanan. According to Rabban, you could do a Bishini. So that's what comes out from one thing. The other thing that comes from the Chayadim tells you that Yisur D'Rabbanan directly, you should be able to do it if you have no other choice. Right? If you have no other choice. So then you could, the Chai Odom, we saw that it's not so clear. And the Cheshabes goes in to discuss how we exactly meet here or not. But he says you could do it. If you can't do it, you could do it. If you can't do Bishin, you could do Yisur as well. There's a discussion, for example, one classic case is, let's say a person's in the hospital, and you need to take care of the Chayla, and you need to sign. But in your case, you need to sign something. You need to sign a form. You need to fill up a form. Now, writing on Shabbos is a deraisa. Right? If you do bishinui, it becomes a deraisa bishinui. Can you do that for Chodesh HaMasakon if you need it? That will be the case of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. It's a yisur deraisa bishinui. Can you do it or not? Right? According to Shai Tzion, it needs to be a very strange shinui, right? Only if you do it like milking out the cow with the mouth. But maybe just doing it and using these two fingers, using the other two fingers, maybe that's not the shinui you can use.
If you're in the hospital, is it kind of by definition yesh bo sakana? If someone who's in the hospital, can you say that that's ain bo sakana versus yesh bo sakana?
No, let's say they're not admitting the chayla. So what is this charge going to be? Why is the chayla shem sakana? Why he needs it? Because he needs to get home. Let's go rest at home. Right. Oh, yeah, that's a question. I didn't mean to listen to your question. You say if he's in
the hospital, maybe he's a yesh bo sakana.
Maybe yesh bo sakana. I hear what he's saying. Yeah, okay. So,
you
could
come up with one, I guess.
But this judge paper is when then the question will be, why is it chodesh bo sakana that needs to go, needs to be... By the way, in the chodesh bo sakana, you do have a heter. The heter over here is not, like we said last week, like, chodesh bo sakana. The heter there needs to be directly connected to the chayla. You can't go do something which won't affect him at all, has no shaykhs to him. You can't do. So you have a chayla shem b'sakana, and even a sakana zeir, and with this will, conclude with that. And I'm going to say a case which is difficult to, for us to accept. And maybe we'll get to it later. Let's say a person is in a situation where there's a sakana zeir. One can lose Leilinu's finger. Now, in today's day and age, you have all kinds of, we know that many of these things can affect and become a chodesh yesh b'sakana. You could have infection, right?
On Shabbos.
What happened?
Rav Weinberg. He lost the tip of his finger. He closed the finger on his door.
Oh, yeah.
On the door of the door, and he lost.
Right, I remember you told me this story, right. So you have, they say it could be infection, and it could harm, it could be loss of blood. Let's assume you're in a place, in a condition, I don't know how is the shaykh, I'm saying, you're in a place where you know for a fact that nothing's going to happen right now. He may lose the finger, but nothing's going to happen to his body. That's going to be a sakana saver. For a sakana saver, you could do a melacha derabanan by Israel, even without a shinu. But you can't do melacha deraisim. You can tell a guy to take the person to the hospital. You can run through there, but can you go ahead and do Issa Deraisa? I don't know if you can do it. Can a Jewish doctor heal and go, right? He goes to the Chole and he's going to go and do stitches. Pashas, we have Issa Deraisa stitches. We'll get to that. Can he do that on when he knows for sure there's no chash? He's in the hospital. He'll be contained. Nothing's going to happen. According to that, you can't do it. Because a Jew cannot do Issa Deraisa. Unless you want to be soymich al shulchan aruch harav, then you can do shinuyim if he does b'shinuy. When a doctor puts stitches, I don't know if you can do shinuyim. What do you start doing? And you have to be very precise.
Very precise, right?
So these things, that's when you have to think about it. There's a lot of times.
I think I'll pass. Yeah. I'll pass. Huh?
There's a lot of situations where people get scared. And they get all, you know, anxious. Something's going on. There's some bleeding, or someone fell, and it doesn't look good. So obviously, if there's even the smallest doubt, as you said last week, that there may be here a life-endangering situation, no question, you do Chilul Shabbos, the eraser right away. No question asked. But if you know for a fact that's not the issue, and you have here either sakana saver, or you have a Chilul Shein b'sakana, or things like that, that's considered to be double shein. You know, you can't do it, so the eraser. Maybe it's the eraser b'shinu. That's the best you could do. But to tell a goy to do it, that's the chatrila. So that's why a person always has to figure out what we're doing. I get to that. We'll stop over here. What happened now, the last 3 weeks, we learned inside all the halachas, the real main halachas of chole, tikach nefesh, chosheh sakana, chosheh sakana. We went into all the rishayim and all that. Beis Hashem, in the next few weeks, I want to go to learn, you know, already halachas, how does it practically, how we speak. Can he use medicine? Can he use vitamins? What happens when a person goes and takes care of, I mean, we have a concept of doctors. Can they travel back? Can they go back and forth? And, you know, a woman giving birth and all these things, B'ez Hashem, we'll get to that after Shavuos. Say that.